You're listening to a Where Are They Now segment on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. We're featuring former Knoxville cross-country standout Wick Cunningham, who is currently the men's cross-country coach at Northwest Missouri State University. Our interview continues right now on KNIA KRLS.
Let's talk a little bit about your high school days. What did you learn in high school that really did that prepared you for not only as a runner at Northwest Missouri State, but now as a coach and leading a team?
Yeah, so in high school, you know, I may not have grasped everything I needed to at 16, 17, 18 years old, but I definitely learned a lot, and ultimately I think it really did help shape and form me today. It's really the coaches, Coach Motes and my dad was the assistant coach, actually. They were both big on the team values as well. Certainly we wanted to have on the course success, don't get me wrong, and that is exciting, but they were really big on it. It's like, we need to make sure that the whole team, freshman, JV, varsity, we're all working hard together. We're setting PRs and everyone's on a maybe a little different trajectory and different point in their training and in their life and in their running career at that time. But we're still working towards a common goal. And ultimately, like, any team success that comes isn't just the five guys that scored, the seven guys that ran. It really is the whole collection of individuals. And I think that was definitely something that instilled that, quite frankly, I don't know that I fully understood that in high school. It's easy for me to be like, well, these top five scored, so that's really what mattered. But it really, I was able to come back to it years later, I think. And I definitely appreciate those lessons.
And you still keep up with Knoxville cross country and track and field teams this day?
Yeah, I get online and I follow them quite a bit. I'm very well aware that I believe it's Isaac Rankin will be running at the state championships here in about 2 hours or so. So I've got the live results pulled up on my computer, ready to follow along. And I'd probably follow Iowa State results and my local town results of Knoxville more than any other in the recruiting process. I'm a big believer in kids from Iowa doing some great things.
And overall, what has been the best thing about, you know, being, a head coach and leading a team, not besides the success and the wins and everything?
Yeah, you know, some of the best stuff really is that off the course stuff, just the growth that the athletes have. For example, we have one of my former athletes. He's in the process of going to medical school and getting accepted there, and that process has been really fun to see. We have other athletes starting small businesses of different clothing lines or different coaching opportunities for some of our athletes as well that are interested in the coaching field and want to kind of get involved in that. And I think that stuff's really, really cool to see. I have two of my guys that are going to be getting married this summer, and I'm really excited to go to their weddings and see them get married to their lifelong spouse and the opportunity to see that is very, very unique. Definitely something you get obviously in college and not really in high school. And you know, those are the things that really keep me excited. Those are the things that people are going to remember that stuff. People are going to remember the way you make them feel and, how they're valued more than any team championship or, on the course success.
And I got to ask, first time you were in a college cross country meet, what surprised you the most about going from high school to college?
Yeah, so we were really lucky down here. Our first meet of the year was actually a pretty small meet, and that was a way of the coach transitioning us to college running. So I was really lucky that the first meet itself wasn't too bad, not terribly different than high school. But that second meet, we went up to University of Nebraska. That's a Big Ten school, and it was ultimately what you find out really quickly is in high school, Everybody in college is just like you. They were all upper end of the state. They were all fighting for state championships. Many of them were actually better than you as well. And so when you step up to that starting line, it's 120 of yous, not, one or two or three of yous. And that was definitely something I was aware of. And I knew that would happen, but also knowing and experiencing it are two totally different things. But definitely it's helped me grow and appreciate this.
You've been listening to a Where Are They Now segment on today's Lely Radio Sports page featuring former Knoxville cross-country runner Wick Cunningham and now men's cross-country coach at Northwest Missouri State University.